Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome again to, well, this Friday edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Psalm 146. Today, and for the next 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will be reading the concluding 5 Psalms, Psalm 146 through 150, in the book of Psalms. All 5 begin and end with the words, "Praise the Lord," and form the concluding doxology to the book. These 5 psalms are also known as the Hallelujah Psalms because in some versions of the Bibles, instead of using the word "Praise the Lord," they use the word "Hallelujah." So these 5 psalms begin and end with the word "Hallelujah." Today's reading praises God as Creator and Deliverer, and emphasizes God's concern for justice. And God's saving word for us today, as it has been all this week, is praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 146, beginning at verse 1. "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise Him as long as I live. I will sing to my God all my life." Don't put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you. When they die, they return to the dust. On that day, all their plans come to an end. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob to help them and who depend on the Lord their God, the Creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that is in them. He always keeps His promises. He judges in favor of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free and gives sight to the blind. He lifts those who have fallen. He loves His righteous people. He protects the strangers who live in our land. He helps widows and orphans, but takes the wicked to their ruin. The Lord is King forever. Your God, O Zion, will reign for all time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, so what a appropriate way to build up to the end of this book of songs, this book of psalms that was so central to all of the worship in the Hebrew religious services. And here we go. Hallelujah, which means all praises to Yah. And Yah is the national god of Israel. And so Yah, like Yahweh. And so whenever you hear anybody use the word hallelujah, even the godless people out there, and they're just out there saying hallelujah this and hallelujah that, and those yahoos don't even realize that they are saying all praises belong to the God of Israel. Amen. And so, and here we're, the psalmist is praising God because he sets the prisoner free. He gives sight to the blind. He loves His people. He judges in favor of the oppressed. There is nothing wrong and everything right with our God. So, of course, we should praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2, where the psalmist writes, "Praise the Lord," or hallelujah, "praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise Him as long as I live. I will sing to my God all my life." And beloved, that is certainly the responsibility of every redeemed man, woman, and child in the kingdom of heaven to praise Him as long as we live. Let's pray. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise You as long as I live, O God. I will sing to You all my life. Creator of heaven, earth, and the sea, You always keep Your promises. You judge in favor of the oppressed, and You give food to the hungry. You are King forever, and You will reign for all time. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Of course, before next Monday, we will have the chance to meet again in the sanctuary. I hope to meet you there. Please invite your neighbors, and if you or your neighbors cannot attend the service on Sunday morning, don't forget to introduce them to our digital services, and so they can join by either Facebook or by Zoom. But Monday, God willing, we'll be reading Psalm 147, which is a psalm of praise of God the Almighty. And surely He is. God bless, beloved. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And in all things, you lift up and praise God for who He is. We'll see you next time.